A space scientist at the Johnson Space Center sees men and women colonizing other planets in the next century. Coming up next, a look at space on Visions of America. Dr. Owen Garriott is Director of Science and Applications at the Johnson Space Center in Houston. Dr. Garriott was one of a few scientist astronauts. He was aboard Skylab 2. We asked him what he sees in the next 100 years as far as mankind and space travel is concerned.
One thing that's often done when trying to look ahead is to look back into history a little ways and see how fast or what things looked like 100 years ago. The only problem with that is things are changing so rapidly these days, and even especially in areas of like space travel and science and so forth, that things are going faster and faster all the time, and 100 years ago would give nothing like the same change that we'd ought to expect in the next 100 years into the future. But even glancing backward for a moment, our whole world at that point was essentially a two-dimensional world. We were only concerned with the surface of a sphere. And only in the last 25 years or so have we begun to move off that surface. Prior to the 25 years ago, we were only beginning to probe a little ways into the ocean and clamber a little ways or fight our way slowly a few miles into the air. But in the last 25 years, we've finally broken free of Earth's gravity and really traveled in orbit around the Earth and then traveled as far as the moon and back with men in spacecraft. And even today as I speak, we have spacecraft in orbit around the planet Mars, and we'll hopefully very soon have one of those on the planet's surface, surveying the scene at close range and making our first attempts to examine the planet for life forms. But trying then to use this review of the past as a projection of the future, I don't think that it will take as long as 100 years to find men and women in permanent habitations around the Earth. As a matter of fact, since our forecast is for that length, I think we'll see humans living on other planets. And the Moon and Mars are perhaps the most obvious locations in which we will extend our range of colonies. Also, it would seem to me quite reasonable that we should expect to be deriving most of our energy requirements directly from the sun, rather than having to wait for them to be transformed over the many thousands of years required by fossil fuels, or even the few years required by vegetation and so forth. We can do it more immediately with a variety of solar collectors, perhaps on the Earth's surface, but perhaps even more likely from locations in space and then beamed back to Earth. And then there's a whole host of ways that we've already begun to see our space activities affecting our daily lives, and I would look to see these greatly expanded and become just almost totally pervasive in their effects on our way of living. I think, for example, first of all, of our communication techniques. Our telephones and televisions, transmissions are very often already accomplished by satellites whenever working over intercontinental distances, and I think we will find that a space link will be even more widely used and for shorter lengths of communication in any just almost an innumerable set of ways within the next few decades. Many applications areas, such things as our meteorological satellites, our Earth surveys, our surveys of pollution and so forth, can be very often done much better in space. And I think we'll be doing these in much greater numbers in the next few decades. A lot of our science can be done much better from space, particularly when we're looking outward to the stars and other galaxies. Platforms in space have many advantages over terrestrial locations. In addition, we have a hard vacuum essentially a perfect vacuum available to us in space, far better than can be created here in Earth laboratories. And this new environment, I think, will give us a new way in which many manufacturing techniques and possibilities will be opened up. So I look for a lot of manufacturing, both in orbit, in space, and even on the surface of other planets, such as Moon and Mars, by the time our tricentennial rolls around.
Skylab 2 astronaut Dr. Owen Garriott, one of the first astronaut scientists trained by NASA. He's currently the Director of Science and Applications at the Johnson Space Center in Houston. We've just heard him talking about mankind and space on Visions of America.